Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm making this intervention as previous on behalf of the delegations of Brazil, Mexico, and my own delegation. We're going to make a general intervention, Mr. President, not related to the text, but just to dispel some perhaps misunderstandings or provide some clarity onto our position. Chair, we would like to draw your attention to the relationship between human-machine interaction and human control. In this regard, it is important to note that human control is separate, is a separate term, from human-machine interaction. So we should be careful not to conflate the two. Human-machine interaction is a type of human involvement with the system, not an example of human control. In this regard, considering human-machine interaction scenarios can help elicit what human control would be needed in these particular scenarios. For example, the ability of a human operator to intervene in the system's operation to abort or suspend an attack. But they do not provide a complete picture of human control for autonomous weapon systems. As we have heard from many delegations, human control is relevant throughout the weapon system's life cycle, not simply at the point of human interaction with it. This means it applies in the pre-deployment, deployment, post-deployment stages. For example, the political decision to develop such systems, the design and development of such systems, employment of such systems in the battlefield, and post-deployment appraisal of outcomes. We have also heard delegations clearly state that human control is not an end in itself, but a means to an end. We fully agree. So, Chair, what is human control for our delegation? This is what human control entails. First, ability for human operators to intervene and abort, suspend system operation. Two, ability of human operator to deactivate system. Three, human supervision of the system that requires qualitative human judgments to be made rather than simple approval of automated system decisions. Four, ability of human operator to appraise system information within a reasonable amount of time before approving system action. Five, actual and effective human judgment and reasoning should be capable of being exercised throughout the weapon system life cycle. Six, human retention of decisions on applications of principles. First, distinction. Second, proportionality. Third, precautionary measures. Fourth, prevention of unnecessary suffering to combatants. Human control exercised over the critical functions of autonomous weapon systems of target selection and application of force throughout the use of the autonomous weapon system. Seven, ability of human operator to understand and explain what the system is doing and why. Eight, attribution of responsibility for autonomous weapon systems at different stages and throughout the entire system life cycle. We hope these explanations might help and contribute to the debate and to bring positions much to near them. Thank you.